Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Coy. This is CNN 10. And I know it is a Teachers Appreciation Week for a lot of you out there. So let me just say that being part of your day is a privilege and honor that my team and I do not take for granted. Thank you for all you do. Keep inspiring, uplifting, and uniting. Keep doing your thing, Mr. Elder, at Nordhoff Junior High in Ojai. Keep shining, Miss Skillen, at Elizabethtown High in PA. Rise up. And happy Friday Eve. Now to the news. We start today with an update on a story we covered a few weeks ago, the potential ban of TikTok in the United States. Now, the Chinese social media app is suing the U.S. government. President Biden signed a bill last month that would effectively ban the social media app in America if the company that owns it doesn't find a new owner in the next few months. Why is this happening? Because many American leaders say TikTok is a threat to U.S. national security. The app is owned by ByteDance, a privately owned Chinese company, but in China, the authoritarian government often treats privately owned companies like they are government owned. That has some U.S. security officials concerned that the Chinese government could use TikTok to try to influence Americans' opinions on certain topics or even collect data on users. But don't wave bye to TikTok just yet. The Chinese social media app's lawsuit against the U.S. government argues that the new law is unconstitutional. CNN's Claire Duffy has more.
The stakes here for TikTok are huge. This bill could lead to a ban of TikTok in the U.S., which is one of its biggest markets, 170 million American users. And TikTok is claiming here that this bill infringes on the First Amendment speech rights of the platform and of those American users. Just as a reminder, this bill would force TikTok to find a new American owner, spin off from its Chinese parent company, ByteDance, or face a ban in the United States. But the company is claiming that this bill really is just a ban, and that if it's left to stay in place, that it will lead to TikTok being blocked in the United States starting in January of next year. The company claims in this lawsuit that the divestiture required by this law, and I'm quoting here now, is simply not possible, not commercially, not technically, not legally, and certainly not on the 270-day timeline required by this act. TikTok is citing here, for example, the fact that the Chinese government has said that it wouldn't allow TikTok to be sold with its recommendation algorithm, which is really the thing that makes this platform so valuable. So TikTok saying it's not possible for us to be divested from ByteDance. Therefore, this is a ban, and a ban is unconstitutional. And what's interesting about this is it's really going to set up the court to have to weigh the U.S. lawmakers' national security concerns when it comes to TikTok over or sort of against the First Amendment rights of this platform and of its U.S. users. So I expect that we'll see this legislation, this litigation, drag on for quite some time.
Now we head to Rafah, a city in southern Gaza that Israel took control of earlier this week. So far, at least 50,000 people have evacuated as Israel conducts what it calls a limited military operation in the city. The U.S. has now paused a shipment of 3,500 weapons to Israel amid fears they could be used in further attacks on Rafah. CNN's Jeremy Diamond has more.
The Rafah border crossing with Egypt now firmly under Israeli control. For now, that means nothing in or out at this critical crossing point for humanitarian aid, fuel, and medical evacuations. As plumes of smoke rise over the area, the Israeli Prime Minister touting the operation as a play to bolster Israeli leverage in ceasefire talks with Hamas, which put a new proposal on the table hours before Israeli tanks rolled into Rafah.
Military pressure on Hamas is a necessary condition for the return of our hostages. The Hamas proposal yesterday was intended to torpedo the entry of our forces into Rafah. It did not happen.
Israeli air and artillery strikes began pummeling eastern Rafah late Monday night.
I am 69 years old, and I haven't seen in my life shelling and bombing like this. I have witnessed many wars in my life, and I haven't seen a war like this one.
Things could soon get worse. Israeli officials are threatening to expand military operations deeper into Rafah, where more than 1 million Palestinians currently live.
A full-scale assault on Rafah would be a human catastrophe. Countless more civilian casualties. Countless more families forced to flee.
thousands are already fleeing what was once the last refuge in Gaza for this coastal area the Israeli military calls a humanitarian zone, setting up makeshift shelters with tarp sheets and thin planks of wood. Humanitarian aid officials warn this area isn't equipped to handle the basic needs of hundreds of thousands of people who could soon be forced to leave Rafah. After 7 months of war, ceasefire negotiations offer the only hope of a way out. Jeremy Diamond, CNN, Jerusalem.
Pop quiz, hot shots. Black holes are created when which of these collapses? A planet, a star, a galaxy, or a universe? If you said star, you deserve a constellation prize. Black holes are created when a massive star collapses after running out of fuel and falling inward on its center. All right, buckle up, my friends. We're about to travel almost the speed of light, or to be specific, almost 670 million miles per hour. You cool with that? This new NASA simulation shows what it would be like to get drawn into a massive black hole. Check it out.
This new NASA simulation takes you past the Earth's atmosphere and into a supermassive black hole. The immersive visualization was made on a supercomputer and moves viewers close to the speed of light. NASA created two different scenarios for viewers. One shows a first-person perspective of an astronaut just missing the event horizon or point of no return of the black hole and slingshotting back out. And another where it crosses the boundary and plunges into the event horizon. According to NASA, the black hole is similar to the one at the center of the Milky Way, and its event horizon spans 16 million miles.
Today's story getting a 10 out of 10. Is it a wagon? Is it a car? Whatever it is, it's completely legal to drive on the street, and now it's for sale. CNN's Jeannie Most has more.
For sale. Not a station wagon, but a little red wagon that grew into a big red wagon that goes 60 miles an hour. Mileage just over 57,000. Basic interior with two seats and a steering wheel made out of a garden cart wheel.
I'll miss it, and I'll miss the fun of driving it. It's just so much fun to take somebody for a ride and seeing people's reactions to you.
Oh my God, it's amazing.
I love it.
Other cars sometimes even follow it.
Then we started yelling at our grandma to drive after it.
Hey, you want to sell it?
Now, owner Judy Foster does. Her husband built the radio flyer 14 years ago on the chassis of this 1976 Mazda pickup. When Judy's husband recently passed away, she decided it was time to pass on the wagon. It's up for auction at Alaska Premier Auctions. Co-owner Nick Klein says, why buy an expensive Ferrari?
This one will get you more eyeballs than any of those at a fraction of the price.
They're guesstimating $10,000 to $15,000, 8-foot handle included. Its four-cylinder Mazda engine runs on regular gas. In the movie Radio Flyer, two brothers turned their wagon into an airplane. In real life, at least a handful of fans have built their own Radio Flyer cars.
Just riding in a Radio Flyer wagon makes me feel younger.
Judy was even invited to drive her Flyer around the Charlotte Motor Speedway.
You made that?
Yeah.
All right.
I've laughed and said you can't be in the witness protection program and drive the car.
If you're craving attention, hitch your wagon to this star. Jeannie Most, CNN, New York.
That thing is spectacular. Take station wagon to a whole new level. We hope you have a really, really good day, superstars. We're going to give a shout out now. Mr. Chazanoff's class at Tallinn Middle School in Tallinn, Connecticut. Keep flying high, my Falcons. And this shout out goes to Mr. Ruggles' class at Sibley Ochiden High School in Sibley, Iowa. March on, generals. Hope you have a wonderful day. I'll see you right back here tomorrow. I'm Coy Wire, and we are CNN 10.